out the news, I'm Wenjie. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held talks with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing. Wang Yi said more dialogue and cooperation have emerged since the San Francisco meeting between the two heads of state in November. But he noted some of the negative elements hampering bilateral ties and harming China's legitimate rights. The senior Chinese diplomat told Blinken that Beijing remains committed to fostering China-U.S. relations through the vision of building a community with a shared future for mankind. He said China will always stick to mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation in handling bilateral ties. He demanded that Washington stop meddling in China's internal affairs and suppressing its development. He also stressed that the U.S. should also never cross the line on issues concerning China's sovereignty, security, and development interests. The three astronauts aboard the Shenzhou 18 spaceship have entered the Chinese space station safely following a successful docking operation this morning. Ye Guangfu, Li Cong, and Li Guangsu have met the Shenzhou 17 crew. Together, they will spend 5 days to complete planned tasks before the Shenzhou 17 crew embark on a journey home. Shenzhou 18 blasted off from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center on Thursday evening. The crew will stay in space until late October. The latest manned mission will pave the way for China's bid to eventually put man on the moon by 2030. China has expressed serious concerns about Japan joining the AUKUS alliance. Defense Ministry spokesperson Wu Qian said China opposes any military partnership targeting the nation. China has called for collective efforts to maintain peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Haiti has ushered in a transitional presidential council amid worsening security situations. The event was marked by a ceremony Thursday morning in capital Port-au-Prince. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has formally submitted his resignation. According to the official Gazette, Finance Minister Patrick Boisvert will lead as interim prime minister. The University of Southern California has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony this year after over 100 people were arrested at pro-Palestinian rallies on campus. The USC is one of many colleges and universities across the U.S. that have seen students storming schoolyards denouncing Israeli actions in Gaza. Rights groups say the arrests are in clear violation of freedom of speech, while university officials say the protests have been unauthorized. Ben Chihayer has more on the situation in Washington.
College campuses in and around Washington, D.C. have been congregating, and their call is broadly to free Palestine in the wake of Israel's offensive on Gaza. The message that we've been hearing from students protesters here is that there should be, quote, no tuition for funding murder, and they say that is a message that they hope is heard at the White House. But the chants of Intifada, some Jewish students here claim, amount to intimidation and anti-Semitism.
Track laying work has been completed for nearly a third of the 350-kilometer railway linking Belgrade and Budapest. The railway is a flagship project of China's Belt and Road cooperation with European countries. Dynamic testing results show the trains are capable of dashing at a speed of 200 kilometers per hour. Once finished, the Belgrade-Budapest Railway will shorten travel time between the two cities from the current 8 hours to less than 4 hours. Data shows the number of Chinese tourists to Cambodia rose 43% in the first quarter. About 190,000 Chinese holidaymakers traveled to the Southeast Asian country during the period. A Sino-French sound art exhibition has got underway in Shanghai, titled I Never Dream Otherwise Than Awake. Journeys in Sound. It is the latest fruit of a 5-year cooperation project between the Westbound Museum and the Central Pompidou in France. The exhibition delves into the expressive potential of sound, particularly its capacity to circulate, to be ubiquitous, and to set relationships. The show runs until September 17th. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.